Celebrations began at first light, with the Australian flag raised alongside Indigenous dances at a traditional smoking ceremony. January 26 is the country's official National Day, marking the arrival of the first fleet of ships from Britain in Sydney Cove in 1788, effectively founding Australia.
Despite all we have endured and the challenges that are still ahead, I'm just thankful to be an Australian and to live in Australia with my family, this land we call home.
But while some celebrated, others chose to protest. Demonstrations were held in most major cities. The protesters called January 26 Invasion Day. They say it marks the start of colonisation and the genocide of Aboriginal Australians and people from the Torres Strait Islands. And they want events to focus on what they say are injustices faced by the nation's first people.
Australia Day is not the day to celebrate. Represents a day of mourning for Aboriginal people, and I don't think that it's right that we celebrate Australia Day on January 26th.
We need to be more supportive and more accepting and more responsible for the way we've treated our Indigenous peoples for so long.
Australia Day wasn't formally celebrated on January 26 until it became official in 1994. But many want this day changed or scrapped entirely to make way for a commemoration that recognises Indigenous Australians and a history of dispossession. Indigenous leaders say it's important to address the inequalities faced by the Aboriginal communities for centuries.
We do have to change attitudes about how First Nations people are treated in this country. We have to reduce the high incarceration rates of First Nations people. There are way too many black deaths in custody in our country. The inequality and the poverty and disadvantage is still quite large between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians.
And Senator McCarthy says Australia Day should be an event that allows the country to reunite, a view that's supported by an increasing number of people in Australia. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.